The Average Network takes you to Capitol Hill, where the Senate Armed Services Committee is attempting to find the truth behind the intelligence that led America to war with Iraq. Let us join the senators as they question CIA Director George Tenet and Iraqi National Congress Leader Ahmed Chalabi.
Our thanks to the late Senator Thurmond. You've lost none of your eloquence, Strom. We would now like to turn the questioning over to Senator Kennedy. Ted, you have 5 minutes.
John, is that from my own time, or does that come from total democratic time?
That is your time, Ted. The total democratic time stands at... ...32,754 minutes. That's culled from unused minutes and seconds going back to the Prohibition debate in 1917. So, Senator, you have lots of available time.
That's fine, John. In the interest of fairness, what is the total Republican time?
I believe we are... we seem to have 34,121 minutes, though that includes roughly 300 minutes from the famous canceled Lincoln-Douglas debate of 1858, which we hold as emergency time.
Does this include any leftover time from the 1941 Farm Subsidy Committee? I believe the Democrats had... several hundred minutes there, Senator.
Yes, we've got that time noted, Ted.
Thank you, John. Mr. Tenet? Mr.
What's
Tenet,
that?
Were you asleep?
Forgive me, Senator, I haven't slept in about 4 months, and it was just a nap.
Sir, we can't concern ourselves with that, Mr. Tenet. You and your people at Langley concoct phony intel about Iraqi WMDs?
Well, Senator, some of our intel might not have been absolute.
Well, Mr. Tenet, if our government does not have reliable intel, how can we make informed decisions?
Sir, Senator, collecting and classifying intelligence isn't an easy job, especially if it's all foreign and stuff. We just get stuff and the president wanted it and we didn't give them anything they didn't ask us for.
Did they ask you for bad intel, or did it just go bad like bacon or old casseroles?
Well, the intel was what it might have been, Senator. I can only explain it if it's classified, but this isn't classified, so it's presumed to be self-evident, so I can't explain it.
And most of it came from where?
It came from him.
Mr. Tenet.
Senator Warner?
Sir, this is radio. No one can hear you point.
Oh, yes, sir. I met Ahmed Chalabi, Senator. He gave us all these informants that they'd carefully coached with bogus intel and bad forged documents. And we told Doug Fife.
Douglas Fife, formerly of DOD, now on the Defense Policy Board.
Yes, sir. Mr. Fife gave it to Rummy, and Rummy gave it to Paul, and they gave it to Powell, and Dick and Condi, and to everybody.
Why do I get the feeling that this is all just buck passing, Mr. Tenet?
Senator, we told Doug we didn't have any faith in any of it. He used it because it's what the vice president wanted. And everybody's afraid of the vice president, sir.
And with very good reason. Nevertheless, Mr. Tenet, this questionable intel passed off as crown sterling and promoted from within the administration. Is that about right?
Oh, pretty much, Senator.
Mr. Chalabi, you handed this bogus nonsense to Mr. Fife, knowing that it was what the administration wanted, correct?
Perhaps. But we told everyone that our intel is no good.
You, told them?
Sure. We said, here is our informant. He may be bogus, and we might have coached him just a little, but he is very reliable. Sometimes. A little. Just do not believe him.
And, the vice president liked that, did he?
Oh, yes, very much. He gave me a sack of money.
Mr. Tenet, a sack of money?
First I've heard of it, sir. He tried to give me a bag of blood, but I'm really not into that.
That's certainly reassuring. Mr. Chalabi, is there any reason we should believe you now?
Senator, I am under the Vice President's orders to tell you nothing true, so I will not lie to you.
But you won't tell us the truth.
That's true, Senator. You see why the Vice President likes him?
Well, I'm almost, but not quite confused. I will turn the bulk of my time over to Senator Levin.
Thank you, Senator. Senator Warner, how much time do I have?
Well, I'm darned if I know, Carl. Which one? Okay. About 2 minutes, Senator. Then Senator McCain has 3 minutes remaining. And there's a little extra time scattered here and there.
Mr. Tenet, you've told us that the government did not use false intelligence to push the case for war. And you've also denied that anyone in the administration would use this bogus intel. We've seen Secretary Powell making very specific claims before the UN. The president was pretty specific in the 2002 SOU. The vice president, of course. You also claim that you corrected all false charges, even though there's no record of you doing so. This doesn't make much sense, Mr. Tenet. Can you explain it?
Oh, geez, I don't think so.
Senator Levin, he's already said that nobody lied and that they lied when they said so. But now, wait a minute. They didn't lie. But they lied when they said
they... Mr. Chalabi, could you come out from under the table, please?
I was tying my shoe or searching for weapons. I don't remember which.
Mr. Chalabi, you've stated that you supplied us with bogus intel.
Yes, but it was not bogus when we made it up.
But was it true?
I don't believe so, no.
So someone in the administration decided it was true, even when you explained that it wasn't.
Of course not. Besides, all of it might have been true, well, except for the part about the flying hippos.
That part wasn't true?
How should I know? I do not analyze. I merely find things and give them away.
You're very generous, Mr. Chalabi.
No, I'm not.
Senator McCain, he's all yours.
Whew.
Mr. Chalabi, is there any point in questioning you about anything?
I think with Gary Sheffield and A-Rod, the Yankees look pretty formidable.
Mr. Chalabi, are you capable of telling the truth about anything?
I do not know. I have never tried.
Mr. Tenet? Oh, he's asleep again. Ted, do you want Chalabi? I give up.
Gracious, no. I've had enough trouble with Mr. Tenet.
Huh? What?
I think you can go back to sleep for a bit, George.
In a moment, Mr. Tenet. Carl?
Thank you, Senator. Mr. Tenet, you are familiar with defense policy analyst Douglas Fife.
Oh, no.
He heads what he calls the Policy Counterterrorism Evaluation Group, does he not?
All right, shoot me. Yes, I know Doug.
Would you really like to tell us all about it, Mr. Tenet?
Oh, well, Doug came in with his demanded report back in August of 2002. It included every discredited piece of intel about Iraq, Al-Qaeda, Saddam's weapons. He told us he was just giving it to us for review. We told him it was a crock.
And then?
Well, last week I found out he gave it to the Veep staff and to Condi's staff at National Security.
And that was the intel that took us to war?
I guess so. Nobody ever tells me anything.
Well, there. I guess that's all the hearings we need.
Just a minute, John. There's quite a bit more that we need to know. We're just getting started.
We are? Oh, well. Reconvene on Thursday. So you can't shoot yourself till the weekend, Mr. Tennant.
Oh!
Now, Mr. Chalabi, if you don't return, you'll never get another penny out of us.
Oh, my gracious.
Mr. Chairman, I should like to revise and extend my remarks that President Bush is a no-good nitwit.
Without objection, so ordered.
The Senate Armed Services Committee is an Average Network production written and produced by Uncle Bob Young and a bunch of old guys. All celebrity impersonations were undertaken by 6 climbers and 14 Sherpas. A second attempt will be made before winter sets in. This is Pablo T. Flies strapping on his climbing boots and asking you to stay tuned.